On Fridays, the NPR Business Report focuses on your money, and today we'll turn to the money that you've put in or taken out of your house. A report this week showed record rates of delinquency and foreclosure. It's the worst-case scenario for a homeowner. Mortgage rates are rising, of course, and prices are falling in many places. All that means that many Americans feel financial pressure as never before. We're going to talk about this with Shira Boss, author of a book called Green with Envy, which is about the culture of debt. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How did we get into this situation with our homes?
Well, it's a couple things. One is that really how we see buying a home has changed in the past few years. So we used to see it as an asset, something we saved up for, paid our 10% down payment, and then, you know, began the long road of paying it off. What happened was with our general attitude shift towards consumer credit is we started seeing it as a way to get more money and even started seeing the money that we could borrow against our homes as, you know, almost a source of income rather than a source of debt, which is what it really is.
And now people are having to do that payoff.
Exactly, especially the adjustable rate mortgages that have become so popular just in the past few years. And that's really a ticking time bomb in terms of your payment going up. I mean, 70% of Americans say they're already living paycheck to paycheck. So we really don't have a lot of room in our budgets for our housing payment to go up. And yet that's what's going to start happening more and more over the next few years.
How much would you blame on the loan industry and how much would you blame on people's desire to get some more money out of this situation?
Well, it really is a matter of we can't trust the lenders anymore to tell us how much we can borrow. My sister gave me really good advice when I bought my apartment a few years ago and said, you know, you're going to go to the banks and they're going to tell you how much money you can borrow and don't borrow that much. Don't max out what you can do. And she's like, you'll be a slave to your house payment. And unfortunately, I didn't take that advice. But, you know, since then, I have stretched to make my primary mortgage payment. I've called the banks. I've made that call and found out how much money can I get on a home equity line of credit. It's a lot of money they would give me and I'm not making any more money. So if I had taken advantage of that, I would be in a situation a lot of people are in and are getting into, which is not being able to afford my liabilities.
Why didn't you take your sister's advice?
Because of what we all do, which is, you know, I found a really nice apartment and I really wanted it. And I thought optimistically my income will rise and I can do it. And I struggled for a few years because of it.
Well, now the mortgage finance company Freddie Mac is saying that the serious delinquency rate has doubled in the past year for these adjustable rate mortgages. You're not delinquent, are you, I hope?
No, but, you know, it's a struggle. That's what a lot of people are realizing. I mean, there's a lot of stress and struggling and juggling going on behind the scenes.
Are we talking about middle class people, people with six-figure incomes still struggling?
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't make a huge income, but, you know, I certainly make enough. And I've struggled over the years and I've talked to a lot of families making very decent incomes, including over six figures, that have also absolutely stressed out and maxed out and are having trouble. I talked to a family the other day that he was going over his budget and he makes over six figures and saying, you know, I don't look, why isn't it working? And he's like, it's absolutely, it's the second mortgage. I shouldn't have done that.
To what extent are we just struggling to compete with our neighbors here?
That is absolutely a piece of the puzzle and one that I think is overlooked. The traditional financial advice is that you get, you know, the house you can afford in the nicest neighborhood. And it's, if it's the cheapest house on the block, all the better because the other homes are supposed to sort of make yours look better. That is really not good financial advice anymore, I don't think, because there's a cost of moving into a nice neighborhood with people that make more money and that you automatically start keeping up the same lifestyle. This idea of keeping up with the Joneses and, you know, adult peer pressure, it's real. And we don't admit that we do it, but a lot of decisions we make and things we spend money on are because we want to fit in with those around us.
Shira Boss wrote a book called Green with Envy. Thanks very much.
Thank you.